Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. With one day remaining until the 2008 presidential election, all four candidates, of course, hitting the campaign trail as hard as they can, trying to get those last-minute votes as well as undecided votes and turn out their base in as large of numbers as possible. Some of the latest battleground state polls show the race very close, with some showing John McCain ahead in Florida and Ohio, others showing Barack Obama ahead in those key states. But right now, it's going to be a get-out-the-vote drive between the two campaigns. Barack Obama once again going after the economic message, which he believes, of course, is the winning issue for him. Senator Obama also finding himself in a controversy on the energy front with just 24 hours until Election Day. The McCain campaign has discovered an interview Obama gave to a San Francisco newspaper way back during the primary season, in which Obama talked about his energy plans and the fact that he'd like to basically set up a system where any coal-fired plant would eventually go bankrupt, paying all the fines and fees necessary to meet environmental regulations. Obama says that he is definitely looking to transform America's energy policy.
Under my plan of a cap-and-trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal-powered plants, you know, natural gas, you name whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations. That will cost money. They will pass that money on to consumers.
Obama has talked about this in other interviews as well.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Sarah Palin, of course, is the Republican vice presidential nominee. She's the governor of Alaska, the nation's largest energy-producing state. She was jumping all over Barack Obama on Monday.
And he said that, sure, if the industry wants to build new coal-fired power plants, then they can go ahead and try, he says, but they can do it only in a way that will bankrupt the coal industry, and he's comfortable letting that happen. And you've got to listen to the tape.
Well, that's the tape you just heard in the previous Obama clip. Governor Palin was talking about a wide variety of other issues on Monday as well. First of all, saying that Barack Obama can't seem to get his story straight on his tax policy.
His commitment to higher taxes never changes. And all you got to do is look at his record to understand this. And by the way, Missouri, it's not mean-spirited and it's not negative campaigning to call someone out on their record, on their plans, on their associations.
Governor Palin also says John McCain is the only presidential candidate on the ballot this year with the guts to confront the country's $10 trillion debt and be committed to balancing the budget within 4 years.
We'll lower your income taxes. We will double the child tax deduction for every family. We'll cut the capital gains tax and bring tax relief to every American and to every business.
Governor Palin says it's time on Tuesday to choose the next president, and she says the choice should be obvious.
Only John McCain has the wisdom, the experience, the courage to get our economy back on the right track because he has a pro-growth, pro-private sector plan that will put government back on your side.
But the Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Biden says it's not his presidential nominee who's been all over the map when it comes to the economy. Instead, he says that's been John McCain.
John McCain still insisted, repeatedly saying it, that, quote, the fundamentals of our economy are strong. That's John's quote. And once again, God love him, as my mother would say, John is fundamentally wrong.
Senator Biden says he and Senator Obama have two top priorities.
To reestablish the middle class in America, give them a fighting chance. And the second is to regain the respect in the world America deserves.
But some Republicans are saying don't believe the Obama rhetoric. John Ensign runs the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He says Obama's pulling the wool over voters' eyes.
And I really believe that if the American people knew where he was going to take the country, this election would be dramatically different.
Ensign painted a picture of what he thinks Democratic control of Washington might look like.
If they get 57, 58 votes, they can usually pick off a couple of Republicans and take this country radically to the left. That means higher taxes, it means more spending, it means more dependence on Middle Eastern oil.
Meanwhile, the grandmother of Barack Obama has died of cancer. The Democratic presidential nominee was recently out to Hawaii to visit her, you may remember. Her name was Madeline Dunham. Obama and his sister have released a statement on her death saying she died peacefully, and that she was the cornerstone of their family. And little change on Wall Street Monday. The Dow fell 5 points to close at 9320. The S&P 500 off 2 to 966. The tech-heavy NASDAQ up 5 points to close at 1726. Oil prices just above $64 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, the closing arguments from the candidates themselves. But before that, their surrogates will speak. Michael Lewin for the Democrats. But up next, RNC Press Secretary Alex Conan for John McCain. Stay tuned.